From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Given the difficulties of the past several years, it's not surprising. Jobs and the economy are the top concern among voters surveyed by the nonpartisan Utah Foundation. Utah has shown some strong signs of recovery in recent months, but the hole the state is climbing out of was pretty deep. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
At the bottom of the recession in 2009, Utah's economy was losing jobs at the rate of 6% a year. A year later, the number of jobs was growing again, but slowly. Today, Utah is adding jobs at close to 3% annually, and the state's unemployment rate has dropped below 6% for the first time since 2008. Residential and business construction was the hardest hit sector by far, and the Utah Foundation's Morgan Lyon Cotty says it's been among the slowest to recover.
Construction is recovering a little bit, but one thing that's interesting is that because construction took such a hit during the recession, it actually changed the makeup of Utah's economy. Before the economy, construction made up about 8% of our economy, and now it 8.5% of our economy, and now it's just under 6.
Mining and natural resources, healthcare, and business services have led the way in job growth. Utah has managed to add jobs by bringing in some new companies and persuading other local firms to expand with the help of tax incentives. They include Adobe, BioFire Diagnostics, and just this week, Envy Composites. Morgan Lyon Cotty says they have made a difference, even as other firms in Utah have struggled.
The incentives that state and local governments can offer, they help to attract those other businesses. They make it known that Utah is an attractive place to establish a business and to be able to hire employees. And we also saw that during the recession, those states with better incentives actually weathered the recession a little bit better.
Even with the state's general economy looking better, the number of children living in poverty in Utah has continued to increase. During a debate yesterday with his Democratic opponent, Governor Gary Herbert said there are some hopeful signs there as well.
The good news is growing the economy is the best thing I can do for those who are impoverished, making sure they have a job so they can help themselves. And again, it's working. The last 12 months, those who have accessed food stamps in our state have dropped 3.1%. For those the last 12 months that have been accessing TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, has dropped 17.9%.
Tracy Gruber of Voices for Utah Children asked the question the governor was responding to, and she points out there's more than one reason those numbers could be going down.
A lot of those benefits due to time deadlines are running out, so we're seeing the rolls decrease. To us, that isn't an indication that things are improving for those families. It's just an indication that they're no longer able to access those benefits.
For Herbert's Democratic opponent, Peter Cook, economic development boils down to one issue: adequate funding for public schools.
Without education, you cannot have an economic development program. And without that, we can't move this tide up. That's what's important to realize. And probably the most important thing here is that we've lost, this economy has not recovered. In the last 3 months, we have started to see our unemployment go. And then we have 80,000 people still without jobs. And that needs to be taken care of.
Cook dismisses Herbert's constant citing of articles in national media praising Utah's business climate, saying that's been going on a long time, ever since he was the state's economic development director under Governor Scott Matheson. If you'd like to read more about the issues identified in the Utah Priorities Project, you can find all 10 issue briefs on the Utah Foundation website at utahfoundation.org. KUER's reports on the issues identified by voters are available on our website at KUER.org and on the VoteUtah.org website as well. And we welcome your feedback and comment on the series. Our email address is news@KUER.org. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.